Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Each year, I have the opportunity to conduct confirmation interviews for students who are soon to be confirmed. I guide them through what to expect in the confirmation service and make sure they understand what it is that they will be asked as they become our newest church members. But then I like to talk about the question that we ask anyone who wishes to join our faith community. Will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and support it with your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness? The prayer part is a pretty easy one to answer. The witness part, a little more complicated, but the ones I like to focus on are the middle three, presence, gifts, and service. When we think of gifts, we typically think of monetary gifts. Sixth graders aren't usually earning enough income for me to really dig into the tithing aspect, but I love talking about the other gifts. You see, each one of us, upon professing our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, are given unique and special gifts by the Holy Spirit to be used in the service of God's kingdom. These go along with those natural gifts and talents that we all receive from genetics, natural aptitude, and whatever else helps us to find those things we're good at. These gifts are unique as well. No one else in the world has them in the same quantity. Today's scripture passage gives us two instructions that help to make a strong and vibrant community of faith. Encourage each other to do good things and gather together. Why is it so important that we gather together as a church? Can't we worship on our own? Well, certainly we can, and there's certainly a place for that in our personal devotional time. But as I tell the confirmands, if they don't share their presence with the rest of us, they're also not sharing their unique and precious gifts with the rest of us. There are gaps that each of us have that are filled by someone else. In turn, they have gaps that we fill. Altogether, the church is stronger when everyone combines their own special gifts. Likewise, if someone is missing, the church is a little bit weaker. Everyone is important in their own way. And that's my encouragement to you. Find what you like to do, can do well, and find a place within the church to offer that gift in service to all of us. But be warned, as soon as you begin to think about it, there will be a loud inner voice that will give you all sorts of excuses as to why you can't. That voice will say, you're not good enough. You'll embarrass yourself. Everyone will laugh at you. Those voices are all lies and don't deserve any attention. Part of the provoking to love and encouragement to do good that is mentioned in today's scripture is helping each other drown out those voices that tell us we can't. The truth is, we can all pray in public. We can all lead a class. We can all go on that mission trip. We can all contribute something. Will it be perfect the first time we try something new? Probably not. But that's where the encouragement comes in. The church will be stronger because you give of yourself. We can accomplish things in the name of Christ that perhaps we couldn't have done without you. So if you're reading this or listening to it on the podcast, I hope you'll make a commitment or a recommitment to bless the church with your presence, gifts, and service. If it's not Concord, then I hope you'll find a community in which you can be present and encourage others and be encouraged as well. We need you and the gifts that you bring. Let us pray. Gracious God, inspire us to be drawn to your community of faith and inspire our courage to offer ourselves in your service. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.